In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Main theme of this liturgical year seems to be that of a new creation. That in Christ, you are a new creation. Because Jesus was baptized, he began to fulfill God's law and defeat sin, death, and the devil for you. Because Jesus is truly God and truly man, he is the door of salvation for you. Because Jesus called disciples, the church's mission is his mission. This new creation is called the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus came proclaiming beginning in Galilee. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Sound familiar? It was the same sermon John the Baptist preached in the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, Mark mentions the arrest of John. The evangelist assumes that you, his audience, already know the story of how Herod seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And to hear God's condemning law, to say the least, well, isn't a happy thing. John's arrest, Mark says, was a signal to Jesus that the time of the one who prepared the way was coming to an end, and it was time for our Lord's ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing to begin. He proclaimed the gospel of God, the good news of God's mercy, God's love, and God's grace. He proclaimed the kingdom of God is at hand. This kingdom comes to you in Christ. And saying that it is at hand means this is just the beginning. It's here, but there's more to come. What is the kingdom of God? Well, in very short words, it's God's reign or rule. But now that reign and rule consists in two things. Both God's law that reveals and condemns sin. Just ask Herod. But it is also God's gospel that reveals God's love, his gift of forgiveness of sins, his gift of new life. Furthermore, the kingdom or the reign and rule of God is only just begun in this life, for it leads to a greater life in the future. That's why the message is repent and believe in the gospel. It takes time to repent and to believe. In fact, it takes a lifetime. You know, some believe, and we call them Calvinists, after the theologian John Calvin, some believe, as he taught, the doctrine of double predestination. That is, that God has already known and determined from the beginning who were going to be saved and who were going to be rejected because of their unbelief. If this is so, then it seems to be fair for us to ask, why bother about evangelism? What difference does it make? We bother with it, first of all, because Jesus commands it, commands us to witness and proclaim the gospel, but more importantly, because it is only through this word of God that a person can come to saving faith at all. The Bible does not teach double predestination, only the comfort of knowing that our salvation is totally gift of God and in his almighty hands. For even those who receive the word, repent and believe, can still fall away from the faith. And even those who reject the gospel, while they're still here, well, as one hymn puts it, we don't have this hymn anymore, there still is room. His house is not yet filled. Not all the guests are there. Oh, bring them in. Their hunger shall be stilled with bread, yea, bread to spare. Go, call them from the lanes and byways, from winding roads and crowded highways. There still is room. There still is room. Even though God is already reigning and making of us a new creation, you aren't surprised to hear me say that the old creation is still hanging on. Or I like the way the proper King James language puts it, sin which doth so easily beset us. So, repentance has to be a daily thing. Remember Luther's testimony that the entire life of a Christian is one of repentance. But then that's not just sorrow over sin. Repentance is that, coupled with faith in the forgiveness of sins, which is what it means to believe in the gospel. John started it in the wilderness. Jesus continued it when John was silenced. Jesus, too, was in a sense both the messenger predicted by Malachi as well as the Lord himself who would finally render judgment and confirm mercy. And therefore, Jesus creates the church in which he continues to proclaim the message of repentance and faith. He chooses and calls disciples to this day. Why did Jesus choose to call fishermen to be his messengers? Well, as he said, of course, he made them to become fishers of men. As Jesus said in the parable of the net, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. And then look at how many times of teaching and miracles Jesus performed in a boat on the sea, or even on the sea without a boat. These sailors demonstrated human weakness and doubt and fear so that the might of the Savior would be the more obvious and demonstrated. Some may think, wrongly, that Jesus chose fishermen because they assume mere fishermen were uneducated and not very well off. But notice that when he called James and John, they left not only their father, Zebedee, in the boat, but he left him with the hired servants. The Zebedee family had quite a major business. These were part of the foundation of the with the prophets of old of the church, the body of Christ, through whom Christ's message continues through the ages to this day. The message of salvation, the kingdom of God is at hand, staring you right in the face right now. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is done, of course, through pastors and missionaries today. We had so many missionaries from so many different foreign lands at their symposia in Fort Wayne this week. It was really impressive, encouraging. The word goes out and the word works. But it's also happening by Christian parents as teachers in their own homes, in congregational members, all in their conversations and witness to all around, and through, of course, various media, print, radio, television, and the like. Not because of our wisdom or influence, but solely because of Christ himself speaking and working through his word, coming from our mouths does God cause people to stop in their tracks and consider their real problem of sin, and then to repent, and then to hear and believe the gospel. Believe that God forgives sins, gives new life, creates a new you when he works faith in your heart. Faith in the one who with his holy life and sacrificial death on the cross opened the kingdom to all believers. So once again, Christ says to us and through us today, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.